I'm Sharon.
And this is Save the Trees. We're going to talk about all kinds of random shit that we're going to pluck from this hat right here.
Me, random topics about just things that go on about a day-to-day basis.
Day-to-day basis. That's pretty much, I guess, the long and short of it. Pretty much. Probably going to do this bi-weekly. Bi-weekly, I don't know. This is not even recording.
Follow technology.
Yeah, it is different.
Yeah, I push the record button. Let the lights on right now. Oh, damn. See? We got it on the camera, though.
Start the audio now.
Okay.
Start the audio. All right, because everybody can hear us now.
Yeah.
Well, we tried to do this is actually take two, because the first take we didn't realize we were recording, so... Now, I guess everybody introduce yourselves.
I'm Angela. No, all right. I'm Angela.
Everybody, not at one time.
I'm John.
And I'm Angela.
And I'm Zaron speaking, and this is...
Save the Trees.
Save the Trees. That's
Save
right.
The Trees?
First episode, 1.1. Everybody start clapping. This is a long time ago. Because we don't have an audience here. Everybody will be listening on the YouTube, probably.
Yeah. Save the Capital Trees.
Capital Trees.
Is it all caps?
Yeah, I think it's all caps. Because trying to make it look, cool, and that's the best you can do with,
make capital letters, yeah. It stand out. Make you look at it.
Yeah, something like that. But, we're going to be just talking about random shit.
Technology, video games, comics, TV, movies.
Pretty much shit that like normal people with like jobs. Well, we got jobs, but just like real lives can do on like a Saturday afternoon, and we're sitting here holding up.
And just like media.
And shit. So, I guess we don't have anything better else to do on a Saturday afternoon. Well,
is it even Saturday?
Yes. Last time I checked, Saturday, because, I'm usually off every Saturday.
Never off on Saturdays.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I could get off on a Saturday.
That sucks. That is right. You don't ever get off.
I never have off on Saturday.
But dude,
I'm always doing something though.
It's just like, man, I heard they're talking about Sundays. Fuck that. I'd rather be on Saturday. No. I like Saturday rather than Sunday.
I hate working on a Sunday. It's
really? Like, no, Sundays ain't bad for me. It actually goes by pretty fast.
I actually hate I don't hate Sundays, but Sundays just...
You hate the day Sunday?
I don't know, man. It's just a weird
thing. It's the day before Monday.
Yeah!
It's like, damn, time to go back.
Pretty much. Well, I have to go on Sunday, so I have to work on Sundays.
Oh,
so
fuck that.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta work on Sundays too, though.
That's what I'm saying. But it's not that bad. The day seems like it does go by a whole lot quicker in that aspect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, because you're busy doing something.
No, we fucking slow.
Oh, well, Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, man,
band.
So, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. We sat there for so long, doing something. I'm like, I done got lazy and whatnot. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying.
You did a bunch of shit, you looked down and spent 5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. This is like the...
It's only 205?
That Dave Chappelle skit when he's on shrooms or some shit. Yeah. And he does all those activities and shit, but it's only 15 minutes has passed. Took a jog around his fucking... All that
so
shit.
Many activities.
It's funny shit. You should listen to this shit. I still think that motherfucker's the funniest motherfucker on the planet.
All right, so what's first?
First is John Travolta. What the fuck?
John Travolta.
This is my personal favorite one.
That's your favorite one?
Yeah.
John Travolta. What the fuck?
Adele? Where'd you get it?
Adele disease?
Adele
wiki talented. Adele. Like I said, that motherfucker, man.
And he tripped up on it and looked away.
No, but it seemed he was so fucking that was her fucking name, man.
And he read everything else off the prompter. That's what got me.
No, here's what makes it worse. Uh-oh. I was reading the motherfucking Entertainment Weekly, and he's behind the stage, reading, right before he's going on. So he's yeah, I'm about to fucking, this is blah, 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 blah. He's already reading that shit.
Yeah, but how you still? Drugs or something, man.
Motherfucker, he must have been... High on some shit, cause
he slaughtered that
man. Oh no, I kind of felt bad for him. Just a teen bitch.
I did, man. That was hilarious.
It was funny as fuck, cause I said,
I was kind of thinking he did it on purpose.
don't think so.
You think he did that on purpose?
I don't think so.
Make himself
look... Is John Travolta funny? Like, think about it.
Is he funny?
He has some kind of humor to him, I guess.
And he does
get shorty.
I mean, it's an okay movie, but that ain't my shit. Like I said, in Face Off, I guess he was funny.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Wasn't he not the crazy guy, though?
See, that's where it gets fucking confusing. But not to me and probably everybody else, but I mean, in theory, that shit's fucking confusing. Because then you're all like, I'm supposed to root for him, and then it's like...
He's the bad guy, but he's got the other guy's...
But I'm not really the bad guy and shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking... Yeah. It's crazy shit.
It's like, shoot, hey, listen to my voice.
I'm saying, like, that's a really good movie, though. And, like, what was the other movie? Broken Arrow, remember that shit?
Nah.
Christian Slater.
It's like old school shit, nah.
I mean, that was like...
My parents used to watch that shit over and over.
That was like the year before, but it was like him pretty much, I guess they were both in the army, right? They were both in the army, and then, like, he starts getting all crazy, and, like, Christian Slater's the hero and shit like
that. Plane crashes or some shit?
Dude, I haven't seen that movie in like 12 years. I just remember the gist. Yeah, I just remember.
HBO in like 95, whenever the fuck that
That's was. What I'm saying. I think that's when it came out, man. Because I just remember it being like...
Yeah, I was fucking 6.
Well, yeah. I was like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I didn't even watch the award ceremony. So what did the girl act like when she got up on the stage?
I wish I would have seen that, man.
I don't watch the Oscars.
I don't know either.
Because they suck.
They do suck. That shit is boring as fuck.
I watch the Oscars. It's just like a name calling contest.
It's a what?
A name calling contest. Like, say your name, come get this award.
And they give them award time for dumb shit now.
Yeah.
Well,
not necessarily dumb shit, but like shit that you don't really care about.
I mean, I care about
the sound mixing on Gravity. Like,
hey man, but I mean, if you want to be a...
Like when you're in the theater, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, still haven't even seen Gravity.
What?
Yeah.
I got that.
It's pretty good. To me, it's like an almost silent movie. It's
an almost silent movie?
Oh, we're in space.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're not on the ship at all?
Shh, don't spoil it.
All right,
well, I didn't know anything before I went to go see that. I didn't even think I seen the trailer. And you know me, motherfucker. I'm
on
my shit.
Yeah.
But I don't even think I watched the trailer before I went to go see it. And that's why I probably like it. It's like saying, me and John were talking about this earlier. Like, I don't fucking care about spoilers. Every day it's a ritual. When I get home, I check my sights.
Yeah.
The same 4 fucking sights every fucking day. It's like my news. And it's like, I have to check it or my day don't fucking feel right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I check it multiple times.
Dude, I check it too many times.
Every time I go to break, I check it.
I check it constantly. But like,
what's going on? Something cool.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's always constantly feeding you information and shit. So I'm hitting
each other up like, hey, this is about to come out. Check this out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just a constant.
That's what I do. I'll see something. Hey, guess what's coming out?
Yeah.
That you're probably not going to hear about for a month.
Yeah.
It's an awesome trailer. That's supposed to be coming out 2 years from now.
Yeah, that's true. But it is pretty funny. That motherfucker, John Travolta, though.
You fucked me up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I wish I would have seen her fucking... Like, her reaction to that, she was like, ugh. Well, like, after, it's like, it's okay, John. I forgive you.
That's probably what it was anyway.
She probably just went on and performed and didn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that is what the most...
I mean, she probably would have seen her name up somewhere and like, okay, that's me. I gotta stand up now.
Yeah, I would have been pissed.
I would have been so mad.
I thought she was a music guest.
No, she's like, she actually acts and shit.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah. She's married to Tank Diddy's.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either.
Oh, my God, y'all.
I'm not taking it. Little tater.
Not a Tay Diggs fan. He's in trying to think, damn, I like draw a blank. What the fuck is Tay Diggs? He was you ever seen The Best Man?
Nope.
No. You ever seen The Wood?
Nope.
What?
Somebody shit I've never heard of.
Oh no, dude, I'm gonna get one. You ever seen How Stella Got a Groove Back?
No.
I've heard of it.
I know what it is.
Never watched.
You ever seen do you remember that Tay Diggs movies at the point at the time? He was in Dracula 2000.
Never seen it.
No, hold up, that wasn't him. That was Sean Patrick Thomas.
Is it the guy from Malibu's Most Wanted?
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay, him? Yeah.
What?
There you go.
Which guy?
Black guy.
Yeah.
With let me explain. The black guy that was with
Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins, Anthony Anderson.
I knew his name was Anthony.
Yeah. It's funny, speaking of Anthony Anderson, because like this morning, well, what I like to do on Saturday mornings and shit, I like simulate what I used to watch on like TV. Because I like watch the programs that used to come on, but then I like put in like commercials and shit, like, you know, to simulate the experience of nostalgia and shit like that. So like, I was watching this show called Hang Time. Any of y'all remember that shit?
Fuck
no.
Oh my God. Like I said, I'm not that older than you guys, but
I know,
like,
but still,
I guess
it feels like it is because you come up with these shows and movies that I've never heard of.
I guess, man, but
he's never seen. You ever seen Bram Stoker, Dracula?
Dude, no.
What?
No.
You ever seen Interview with the Vampire?
Yeah.
Right, he's never seen that.
You've never, no, this motherfucker ain't never seen the original Batman.
My dad has never seen The Matrix. Man, isn't that a little ridiculous?
Blank.
Check.
You're pulling out blank. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shooting blanks, my friend.
Shooting blanks. But yeah, like, John Travolta did that shit. It was, I said that shit so much. Like,
I'm thinking in my head at work while I'm working.
I felt bad for her when he's doing that. It's so bad.
Yeah. He's a fucking, I don't know what the fuck. Like I said, I feel bad for him, kind of. Because like I said, I know he's been going through bullshit.
He's a lot older now. Maybe he couldn't see
his
face.
You don't know that guy.
Yeah.
This is a random guy fucking on TV.
I guess, man. But I mean, this is John Travolta. You know, Sean.
Saturday Night Fever?
I didn't say, I ain't never seen that. I'm thinking more Grease and
that's what I was
talking. And
Grease.
You don't like Grease? No. You fucking Greases.
Grease 2 is better than Grease 1.
Ew! Oh, fucking Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
Fuck that. And fucking Rex Manning?
Yeah.
Fuck that. The one he likes.
He's so sexy.
Isn't he fucking like Australian in that too? Isn't he like taking the place of like, it has to be in Australia? Why didn't they remake that shit? I was surprised they didn't remake that shit.
I haven't even seen that movie with him and that other guy like fighting in the woods.
Who? John Travolta?
And who was it?
I think I seen that on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's like got like this weird beard, looks like it's painted on.
Dude, who is that? I know exactly what you're talking about, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. But I just can't remember. Did it go to the movie theater? Is it coming out?
I think it did. I think it was already in the movie theater.
Who?
Robert De Niro?
It's one of them. I think it is, dude. Because I just seen something about that. But I think it's going straight to DVD, which a lot of shit does.
Like, yeah. You think about it now, it's, yeah.
But it's funny because, like, we used to go to the video stores, man. Oh, like, me and John. And, like, it was just almost too comical, like, just going down the aisles and looking through shit. Like, oh man, what was one? Like, of course it was like the Ginger Dead Man.
Yeah.
What?
Oh man.
Dude.
Okay, both of you have seen that, obviously.
I've never seen it.
Oh, God.
I have.
I never watched it. No, I haven't
watched it.
That's too low for me.
I've seen
Troll, too.
I've seen part two and three. Part three is Saturday Night Cleaver.
No. What?
That's literally what it's called, because he goes back in time to, like, the 70s.
Was it good? Mm-hmm. Was it good? Was it bad?
No. But it's funny, because Gary Busey's the voice of the Ginger Dead Man.
What?
Yeah.
The guy with the teeth?
Yeah, with the fucking...
Yeah.
With the teeth. Chopper mouth. Chopper mouth.
My son has the exact same teeth.
The exact same.
That's scary.
Yeah, dude.
They're like brothers.
Well, they're fucking father and son.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like an either greater.
But the same teeth.
Yeah, but they have like the same facial, the crazy facial features and shit, too, man.
Wasn't his son in Starship Troopers?
Yep, and he was in The Frighteners, Dick Busey. You remember The
Stone
Age?
The Frighteners. The what?
The Stone Age.
Yeah, I remember that shit, too.
Good movie. That's a really good fucking movie. He was in that shit, too, for like a couple minutes. But
a couple minutes?
Yeah, it was like a couple minutes, but well, that's how it was back in the day, man. A lot of motherfuckers was just in shit, you know? But it was still cool, though. It was a good movie. I like that movie. It's one of my favorite, like, throwback 70s.
Stone
movies.
Age?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it with you. It's alright.
Yeah. Margarita can't stand it.
I'm more of a Dazed and Confused kind of guy.
I love...
When it comes to those two?
I like both. That's what I'm saying. I'm torn. Dazed and Confused is the superior film, but I'm torn, man, because, like, Stone Age... I don't know, man. It's like guilty. Guilty pleasure. I just love it, you know?
Dazed and Confused is good. Stone Age is pretty good, too, though.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of Dazed and Confused, what about Next Gen, dude? Next generation game systems.
Next generation game systems. Yeah.
I'm saying pro Xbox, man.
Man, if you know my stance.
I like both.
Eh,
I like both. It depends on what you want it for.
See, here's my my two cents on the whole matter. Because Xbox, from the get-go, I give them a chance, and they just...
It wasn't that bad, though, man. I have to admit, though, I played my PS2 way more than I played my Xbox.
See, I never owned an Xbox. I've owned every game system.
Except for Xbox.
No, I didn't get a GameCube either.
I had all three, man.
Yeah.
For real. I never had... Well, I had an Xbox 360.
I think that area... looks like probably the PS2 or the GameCube is best for me.
Which one? PS2 or GameCube? Yeah. Well, no, because it's never going to be Sega. That whole era was like...
That was after Sega, though.
Porsche. Yeah, but I'm just saying that was the pivotal moment of, like, gaming for me, hands down.
I was in 7th grade.
What?
When the PS2 came out.
When the PS2 came out.
I remember they all came out in the same year. And it was 2001.
Yeah.
And then I had this Electronic Gaming Monthly. Uh-huh. And they had the three of them on the front. And it was like, versus.
Really?
It was like, who's going to get what? And I was like, oh my God. Seventh grade.
I didn't get my PS2 to the slam, man.
What?
Yes. What? I didn't get it to the slam. Dude, yeah, for real.
I had like five after that. Like, for real.
Yeah, I had a bunch too. I sold mine.
I think I probably had more Segas though, because like... It was to got to a point where I was like, damn, I wake up and I had a new Sega. Like the Genesis.
I had three of them.
I had
Genesis, I had like, what was it, 32-bit?
The 32X?
Yes.
Ooh.
That was, dude, it was the best ever, man.
Damn.
I had the Sega CD, but it was kind of lame.
Yeah, I was at a friend's house. Like, when I had a
Sega CD.
It looked whack.
I heard it was shit. Or Sega Saturn. Never had that.
Sega Saturn was okay.
We never owned the Dreamcast either. But
Dream,
I played the
Dreamcast. Oh, man.
I played Dreamcast, but I never owned one.
Oh, my God. That's still,
like, the most revolutionary system to me. Really? They came up with the internet browser first.
Yeah. And, like, online play.
Yeah.
The Phantasy Star, man, that was
pretty good. Phantasy Star.
That was pretty fucking good. Like I said, Shenmue is one of the fucking... Oh my God, that's so awesome. Like,
it's so sad that they flopped on Shenmue 2.
Like, yeah.
They just went down the hole after that.
They cost so fucking much.
Yeah.
They were probably like the most expensive games ever to be made. Like,
I think I heard about that.
Yeah.
And well, like, so made the company go bankrupt?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the tale that... And it's funny because now I heard that... somebody bought them out. I think Midway. Sony... What, you said what?
Midway.
Midway doesn't exist anymore, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That trouble that we had when we were trying to play DC Universe versus Mortal Kombat online.
With the customer service?
Yeah, dude.
Like, what the fuck is Midway's number? And like, man, went out of business.
Oh, wow. We're like, God, can we just get online to play one fucking time? I want to show my friends how to fucking play online. This is revolutionary. Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it turned out that they fucking went out of business.
Honestly, though, of the PS3 and the 360, though, what do you think was the best?
They both had their strong points.
PS3.
PS3.
Xbox.
See, I feel like I'm a Christian because I'm trying to convert everybody to the Sony side.
I don't like one more than the other.
I do.
But see,
coming from having both, that PS3 demolishes the Xbox.
Yeah.
To the point where I sold my Xbox.
I just like gaming, man. Honestly. Yeah.
I mean, I do too, but...
PS3 is completely free, so I can have an Xbox PS3. Like, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, I love gaming too, man, but it's just the fact that I'm a movie buff too.
Yeah, you are really big on it.
And TV shows.
Yeah.
Major. Also, the capability to, like, take stuff from your hard drive and burn it to my PS3.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That, like...
It's convenient.
Tip of scales.
Yeah.
You know? And then, did you know, I just figured out, and it's crazy that I figured it out so late that I didn't know that you could also... Shit that you have on it, you can put it back on your hard drive.
Oh, really?
Or flash drive. Yeah, oh, wow. I know you can flip-flop.
I know you can get into someone else's profile and sign on and download all your games to their console.
Yep, because that's exactly how my mom...
You showed me that. That's how you got the Diablo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's tight.
PS3, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I was trying to get you on
I couldn't find one, and now I'm sold on the Xbox One. Like, I'll get a PS4 probably later. If an exclusive comes out that I want bad enough, I might get it.
Because see, here's my thing, like I said, with Microsoft, I had an Xbox 360. I had several.
I got it, because you didn't have a hard drive.
I had several, yeah. Because
I playing Bioshock.
Yeah.
And you're like, can play until you don't want to play anymore, and then you got to start the game over. I was like, okay. Yeah. Then you begin like 100 times.
Yeah, dude, I memorized that beginning more than I could probably speedrun that. Yeah, like, that.
Kind of like Bioshock 1?
Yeah, yeah, Bioshock 1.
That's when the Xbox first came out, man.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, because I had got it from Target, and like, it was lucky I got that. Well, I'd probably say it was like a year after it came out, so it was like 2006, and I think PlayStation came out in 2006.
Yeah,
2006.
2006.
Yeah, I think it was. Because I know Xbox came out in 2005.
Yeah.
So yeah, I probably got it in like early 2006. And like I said, I've had several since then because one of my friends, he let me get it because he thought that he wasn't going to get it. Remember Landon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it fucked up. And I was like, hey, dude, why don't you call it in? Because they'll probably, like, fix it, you know, under warranty.
He said, like, yeah, he was rich, though.
So. Yeah, yeah, he didn't care. He's like, hey, my brother scratched out the serial number. So I was all like, I don't
need this anymore.
Yeah, I know, right? But,
it's like problem child.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't remember his name. Junior.
Yeah.
All right, so you've seen the Xbox One and the PS4.
Yeah.
Like, What about the Xbox One sold you more towards that than the PS4?
Like the whole interface.
Yeah.
Like
the app.
It makes me mad. It's panty melter. That's what the interface is.
See,
it's so quick. It's like that, man.
And from anywhere, you can get to anything. Let's say I'm balls deep in the game. Chill deep. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing the hell out of this game. I'm like, oh, I want to watch something on YouTube. Xbox, go to YouTube.
Bam. Right there. See? That doesn't hurt. See, here's like, this goes, hold up, let me, before I get too ahead of myself, let's just start back from the beginning, right?
Okay.
It getting announced, period. Last time, Xbox got the jump because it came out before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they sold a whole bunch of shit. But then when they came out this time, you know, they waited till Xbox pretty much went out there, and it seems like, while they were preparing to fuck up their Adele Azeem shit, their Sony was like tying their shoelaces together. So like when they walked out there and started talking, they tripped all over themselves. So that's exactly what they did. Cause come on, man, you couldn't no diss drive.
At the same time, they learned their lesson from the first time. The first time they
learned after soon.
And then they got Red Ring of Death, and that lasted for like
Xbox.
That lasted forever.
Yeah. Overheating like a motherfucker as soon as you got it.
Exactly. Yeah. And then now they waited. They put it out after the PS4 and they upgraded their system. They took away the discs and all the licenses and stuff like that.
A discless Xbox, that would be...
Okay, but they listened to their customers. And PS4, it seemed like they already had their system ready to go.
But
what would be so bad about being discless?
Exactly.
Because you see how long it takes to download? And especially since these...
But you can play it while you're downloading.
But that's not a feature on there yet. It was supposed to come out, but when we got them, it's not out. Oh, yours is like that?
Yeah.
You've downloaded a game from the...
Yeah, and you can...
You can do that, but not from downloading... I mean, I'm talking about from online. When you put in the disc.
Oh,
yeah.
Like Killer Instinct.
Yeah. How long did that take, or was that already on there?
It didn't really take that long, man.
Well, that's... You gotta think, that's only two characters.
Yeah. Because
it's not the full shit.
Everyone's on there.
But you gotta,
it's randomized throughout the day. Like, if he played yesterday, he plays one character, and the next day he plays somebody else.
What?
But it still gives you free reign of all the characters.
One day on Saber World.
But like, it just brings me back to the point, like, oh my god, they stumbled so hard, and then Sony just came out there and, like, raped them, man.
They sold the fuck out of PS4s.
Yes.
Well, too.
And they put a lot of online games on there, too. Like Elder Scrolls, so ready for that.
Yeah.
PS4 games at launch, Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I give you that. Y'all had because Dead Rising. I was actually looking
Dead Rising that. 3 was not that good.
Oh, you played it?
I had it.
Oh, you sold it?
That fast? Oh, it was not memorable, man. It was like the same bullshit I played for the last 5 years.
Oh, y'all see? You seen it?
Yeah, I played it too.
Oh, okay.
It really wasn't that great.
So you saying Rise was better?
No. Rise was good, but it wasn't like...
Did you sell that too?
Yeah. I tell you, Rise for for Dead Rising, and I traded Dead Rising for Dead Space 3, and Silent Hill, and Shadow of the Colossus. So I got some good shit for that.
That's true. Because like I said, I'm probably going to trade my Assassin's Creed for the Infamous. Because they have a deal at GameStop right now where you can...
30% more or whatever?
Yeah. Well, it's $30 when you trade in a game that's under eligible list. So it'll be like 30 bucks. I can swing that. It's better than 64.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, like I was saying, like, they... Yeah, PlayStation kind of slipped with the not being able to play... like videos and MP3s and music and all that shit. And they're...
You still got your PS3 though.
Yeah. Well, not currently, but I will eventually.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, and also, their interface is kind of... I love it to death, because I love the cross-media bar and everything. I love it to death. Cool, but you can't organize... It's just one straight line, and you can't there's no organization.
From anywhere on there, and...
See, that's all on.
Let me just tell you this, because like, it's all motion controlled.
Yeah.
So I can go, I can just say wherever I want to go, and then whenever I see it, I can just go like this, and it clicks on it, okay? Mm. And I can take anything in that whole entire experience and pin it to my homepage. So as soon as I start my console up, everything that I want to do is on there. And so it's extremely personalized. And here's the craziest, here's the clincher, man. When I walk into a room and sit down, it'll say, hello, John, and it'll sign me in, right? I got the controller in my hand. If I hand Lakin the controller, it'll sign Lakin in.
Dude, that's one fucking level below, like, Skynet shit,
yeah,
man.
That's what I'm saying. Freaky. It's fucking crazy. Every time I'm watching that thing, I think about, like, I wonder if somebody's got that camera on, and they're watching me right now.
No bullshit. I turned my Kinect around for my TV. I'm tired of that thing.
Put it like a Drake Harbor, like...
Yeah. Like Big Book of Animals.
Big Book of Animals. Like I said, that's kind of like
it's
annoying. It's not being able to have that kind of function where you can just organize yourself.
At the same time, if it sees you listening, you can be like, stop listening.
But that's just too much. I'm just simple. I mean, I'm technical with like electronics and stuff, but that's just too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just give me something simple. You can play video games. You can also play media and all that stuff.
PS4's for you then.
Yes.
It's the future.
Yeah.
But see, also, like, it's only got to be computer-based. I don't watch, like, cable like that. I know everybody does, but that's really just not a feature that wasn't really pertaining to me. I know this point has been driven.
America's, like, built on primetime television, man.
That's why I only watch YouTube and whatever I can find and all that stuff. Like I said, I simulate the stuff for me so I can have my TV pleasure.
Yeah.
Like, when I have kids, they're only going to watch... them to watch, you know what I mean, versus what comes on TV, because TV is fucking horrible.
Pretty crooked now.
Yeah, it's
insane. Man.
Dude.
What, for little kids?
No,
little
just kids, for everybody in general.
My daughter's stuff, it ain't bad.
But I mean, you got, like, Cartoon Network and all that shit, like Boomerang and all that shit. Yeah, you can easily put your kid in front of, but I would rather let them know what prime quality TV is early than, like, you know, just watch whatever.
Just
set them up. That's what I'm saying, like, you know, that shapes them. I'd rather you watch Doug instead of fucking Doc McStuffins. At least you learn how to fucking, you know what I mean?
Get the courage to go see a scary movie. You know what I'm saying? And Doug.
Yeah. You get to learn how to eat liver and onions and like it. Just to get some poo poo.
Yeah. And that Patty Mayo.
The Patty Mayo. Patty Mayo. They are the same, man. Xbox, they pulled like a complete fucking turnaround and shit. And I was just like, y'all look stupid.
It's because they did so bad the first time. They really had to pull themselves out of a hole with that one. I agree. Because when I first heard it, I was pretty mad.
Yeah. We were talking about this at work.
I was like, I'm done with Xbox. I completely gave up on them.
From the discless?
Just from everything that they revealed today, from the reveal.
They weren't going to do license transfers. Like...
The DRM?
All that stuff. You had to have your game, and it was only going to be for your system. You couldn't give your games to your friends for them. But say if your homeboy came over, hey, let me borrow this game from you. You couldn't do that. The game was for your Xbox.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's just...
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
And like, the only way you would be able to play it is if, like, say you brought your controller over to your buddy's house, you had to download the game onto their Xbox, and then they have to sign into your profile, and that's the only way you can play.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
That's why it turned me away from Xbox.
Exactly.
In the last generation of games.
Because Xbox Live is fucking
Xbox,
good.
Like, hurt my feelings and I ran into the arms of the PlayStation.
And some, and they covered you, didn't they? Gently, didn't
they? Comforted me.
That's what I'm saying, gently.
And I still have it to this day.
That's what I'm saying, the last point. I think Sony, man.
See, I play the PS3 more than I play the Xbox One.
I'm telling.
Like, see, I still prefer the old systems. I do.
Yeah. No, by far.
Man, just think, in 20 years, that PS3 will be nostalgic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I keep all of mine.
That'll be their retro game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, PlayStation, I think they're going to last throughout the whole longevity
What's
of this
time?
Whole console war.
30 minutes?
Thank you.
What time is it?
Probably like...
You just cut this out.
5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
You said it's 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Damn, you're going to be home at 6:30. I told her 6:45. You got like 20 minutes.
Okay.
We'll just cut this out. Member marker 30 minutes and 24. Next slot up, we got...
Pick a good one, because we only got 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm going to have to cover a lot. Let's do it.
Most impactful TV finale.
That's easy.
All right. I'm not going first. Same way as someone else.
It's easy. Oh, I guess Joe, you're up.
Breaking Bad.
Oh, I knew someone was going to do that.
But then we just say that shit.
I was Breaking Bad.
That whole season,
that
every
so
season, every season blew me away. There was not an episode that I did not like.
Yeah.
And the ending, and it was just like a release, man. Like, it was bad and it was good.
That last episode pissed me off so much. It was
pissed me off, and I was like...
It wasn't even that. It was just like, man, I want one more episode to see how everybody...
Yeah, like, everybody was doing.
Yeah, like, at least some resolution, man, because I hate when shit... That's just like the same thing with movies. I hate when they just end.
Speaking of unfinished, we'll come to mind next.
Oh, okay.
God.
But like, impactful, I mean, when I mean impactful, I see like, it gets you on all kind of levels, man. Just,
it's like an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, and like Breaking Bad, the ending, didn't do it for me.
Well, it was more like, for me, like Bryan Cranston, he really showed that he has like versatility. Like, he was everywhere, and in the last episode, mm-hmm. he was like, I did this because I wanted to. Like, it made me feel good. I had cancer. I was gonna die. This is something that I wanted to do.
Yeah,
you know?
That was good.
Yeah. It like, I was like, damn.
Tugged on your heartstrings.
Yeah.
Not quite. Like I said, I wanted more Jesse time, and I think he wasn't even really in it, especially at all the bullshit that he went through.
Yeah.
I don't think that was enough.
He always got the shit in his stick, though.
Yeah,
he was really like their version of Sean Hunter, pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much. And like I said, I don't care about Walter Jr., really. Really.
I don't give a fuck about him.
That's what I'm saying. All he does is eat and call people bitches. And like...
Be mad as dead.
Yeah, that's all he does, man. Like, he doesn't really do that much.
And the wife, she was just a
hateful
ass woman, dude.
Fuck that.
She couldn't do anything but smoke cigarettes and be mad at Walter.
And fuck Ted.
Yeah. But dude, that shit, I was so mad for him.
Dude, like I said, like throughout the whole thing, it was just like a roller coaster. And then, like I said, at the end, it just and it sucks because it was everyone except the last episode. And I was like,
I was really hoping she was going to get hit by a car.
I don't know. I thought something was going to fucking happen to her, but apparently they got off scot-free, and then Jesse just didn't get no resolution at all whatsoever.
Just more problems.
Oh, well, maybe there'll be more. You never know.
But they got that Better Call Saul.
Yeah, maybe he'll be in that.
Yeah.
I doubt it, though. He's probably ready to get over
shit.
Shit.
He's in Need for Speed now, and that's going to make a bunch of fucking money, right?
Hell yeah.
Mm.
Just like House of the Dead.
And Alone in the Dark.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Blood Rain.
Or Blood Rain. Or Postal.
Yeah. Is it Postal or Rampage? Or is it both?
It's Postal. Rampage is actually just him just making his own thing.
Okay.
So that was just his imagination. You like Rampage?
No.
I actually kind of like that movie.
That's an Isham movie.
But it's the most depraved. It's like literally Grand Theft Auto in real life.
It'll probably be on the show.
Yeah, it'll probably be on the show
another
time.
Here's a little
foreshadowing. A little foreshadowing. Well, I guess if we're going to have to talk about TV finales, I guess for me the most impactful, and now you're probably going to get tired of me hearing this, well, me saying this to you guys, but what? You know, you probably should know,
what?
Jetman.
Oh! Well, I agree with you, because that was really good.
I've never seen it.
Man. It's a crime. It's a damn crime that when it's all said and done, you defend the world. Well, first of all, you don't want to be in the motherfucking on the team anyway.
Exactly.
And then you fall in love with some chick, ends up doesn't want to like be with you in the long run. You get together, then you break up, then she ends up leaving you for your best friend, and you finally want to be on the team, and then you finally save the world, and then you get stabbed on the street.
You just die. You're dead.
Just a random mugger.
Damn.
After it's all said and done. And then you make it to your friend's wedding of the chick that you've been pursuing the whole time.
Stabbed?
And then you die. Well, why he stabbed and then he just dies.
He's bleeding out.
Yeah, he's bleeding out the whole time. He's like, oh, let me smoke my last cigarette with my buddy.
Shakespeare shit.
It is, dude. It is crazy because everybody thinks,
so
yeah,
well crafted. It's didn't expect it.
A kid show, but it's... So much more than that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good show. Ever since you showed me that, I see that show in a completely different light.
That's what I'm saying. It's pretty intense sometimes.
It broadens your perspective of that entire genre of like acting.
It's well written. It's hell miles ahead creative than anything that we could have done in
exactly.
My area.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's pretty crazy. And number two, dinosaurs. That's the most satisfying thing I've ever seen in my entire life. That is so
awesome.
Sad.
That show, though,
it's been a while since I've seen it, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's pretty adult, too. It's like Boy Meets World. I see it as like they're all black, and it's like Family Matters.
Yeah.
But with dinosaurs.
Nobody's going to throw his mother-in-law in the tar pit.
Dude, I was about to say, what sexual harassment.
Yeah.
It's crazy topics like that.
And when he had to get his mating dance.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's streets. Oh, that's streets. Boy, that's some box set right there.
Yeah.
I swear, man. I'm
dancing on make love to my dino lady.
That was pretty funny. I'm trying to think of the one, I was watching one the other day, wherein they found, did you ever see the one where they found the caveman? Or cave girl? Or
I think
whatever.
So. That was like second season of one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Because it's all on Netflix now.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got the first two. So
yeah.
It came in the box set. But.
Whatever one you had, that's the one, because like, I haven't seen that shit on TV since like...
Of course, yeah, it don't come on TV, but it's all on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Okay, I'm
yeah, it's all on Netflix.
It's good, man. Especially now when I'm that
it's
older.
It's been years since I've seen
you understand
it. You understand a lot of the shit now. That you're just like, oh, this shit is cool. It's got dinosaurs.
Yeah. John?
Space.
The ending.
Yes.
Actually, I haven't seen Space in probably.
I've seen a few episodes.
It's
the greatest show there is, man.
It is one.
Every
of the
time I watch
shows.
It, I have to watch all of it, and it's not that long. It's only two seasons.
It's 14 episodes.
It is,
like just episode 3 alone when they go to the.
Is that the speed one?
The one where they go to Volvo show.
Oh yeah.
The Resident Evil one, the Resident Evil one, they take all that speed and stamp on it. That's it, that's it, that's exactly it. I love that show, man. It's really good television, man. But I mean, what about the last episode? Just the whole thing, like the whole thing. I mean, it's okay, but I don't even remember what happens. What happens to it? I like the stuff that they put in there. Everything just like comes together.
And you're like, oh, no, I can't wait for there to be more. But there's not. So you're just like, okay.
Hold up. They don't get together? Or
nah,
they
don't.
Well,
it never says.
Well, eventually, I have the, you got the DVD?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the DVD, on ours, we have, I think it's an extra scene where they got their kids. They got two kids. A boy and a girl, Luke and Leia.
What?
Yeah.
All
right.
That would have been a better
ending. Yeah, probably would have been a way better than if I remember. After we catch up on my my space business.
I love me some space.
Some space.
You got time for another one?
It's 6:03.
We got time. So,
well,
we probably had two of them
anyway, right?
Most
anticipated.
2014.
This month.
Yeah.
What comes out this month?
Noah comes out this month.
I'll pass.
I don't even know what that is.
Darren Aronofsky. No, Noah's art. Pretty much. Yeah. You know,
I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. I'll pass.
This year, though. I know what it is for me. It's fucking Captain America all day, every day.
All day, every day.
I'm ready for that. And Guardians, man.
Yes, I want to see Guardians.
Mm-hmm. What else comes out this year?
Godzilla comes out.
Oh! Yes, Godzilla.
And Sandy 2 comes out this year. Nah, you're crazy, dude. You're crazy.
About years ago, about 2007,
that was 8, 10 years
ago. I haven't seen it
all. That was about 10 dead. That was a long-ass time ago. Mm-hmm. The first one's okay. But I don't think it would have warranted enough to get like a sequel.
I don't know, man. I really like that shit. Yeah. It's like the way that it was like black and white and then the fucking...
The colors, the mix.
Yeah.
Colors. I like how
that shit was badass.
Remember Nick Stahl from Terminator 3? You don't remember Terminator 3?
Is that the guy that played John Connor?
Yeah. Okay. How he was the yellow.
Yeah, it was him. And he was like straight up yellow.
That was
cool. I can tell he smelled bad too.
Yeah, that was... That was cool.
And they even commented on it, like, he fucking smells like death. He does, just the way he looks.
Like death.
Stinky yellow shit.
Trying to think of, what else comes out this year? Ninja Turtles. Man.
I'm good on that. Man. After I seen the costumes, I can pass on that.
And like, I would've been done after it was like,
are they even turtles?
No, apparently at first they were aliens.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then they got sunglasses. On, yeah, they're like, fuck, because every one of them have sunglasses, yeah. Raphael has sunglasses, he's like...
In a sewer.
In the sewer. They're supposed to be ninjas, and
it's
they're supposed to be...
It's like down there.
But hell, I guess they're walking around in the fucking daytime, too, so I guess that's why they need them, yeah.
They're like the perfect sunglasses.
What? Oh, yeah. That sunglasses. Sunglasses at night. You remember that song?
Yeah.
I hope they put that shit in the movie, because if they don't, that would be the only thing that would probably keep me from
watching. That would be the only reason I would watch it.
That's their, if they do that. That's their disguise as the sunglasses?
No. Oh. They just wear them just to wear them, because...
Oh, they walk around no one gives a shit.
Like, some of them have, like...
I don't even know yet, honestly.
What?
Fuck that shit.
Because the trailer comes out with Captain America. That's why I want to go to Captain America.
I'll go, but I'm going to close my eyes during the Ninja Turtles trailer.
Check it out. They're wearing armor, man.
I don't want to see it, man.
For real? Yeah. Dude, like... I'm gonna give it a chance, cause,
when else am I gonna give it a chance? Cause this person's gonna be sitting here in 3 months, or however long, you're gonna be talking about it, you're gonna be disappointed, man.
Mark my words, April...
We should go see it, cause then that'll give us, like, a good show.
Yeah, dude, we should, let's all go.
I ain't gonna see this shit.
Come on, man. You have to, dude.
Alright, man.
Did you go see the last one with me?
Yeah. TMNT one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was good,
though. Yeah, that one was good.
Wasn't it animated?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see, animated movies I can mess with, like, because it's like a broad range of just creativity. Like, you can do whatever you want in, like, a movie like that.
Yeah, that's true. But like I said, I don't know. I'm partial on the suits. I think
some Transformers come out this year.
Same old shit.
Mark Wahlberg?
Mark and Mark?
That's good.
I'm good, because already I done got burned with RoboCop.
As long as Megan Fox ain't in.
But she's in Ninja Turtles! So it's like, that's not good, man. Like, already was done.
I don't want to see her thumbs no more.
That's what I'm saying, I was already good on, like...
Her non-existence in Transformers?
Yeah, pretty much. But now she was just there looking. She had to come stain it up on all over fucking Ninja Turtles and stuff. So probably that. Well, I don't know, man. The Raid 2 comes out this month.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The first one?
Yes.
I've never seen it, man.
It's gruesome. It's intense.
Is it worth me getting tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, ride. If you go buy it full price, it's worth it.
Buy it?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
Full price.
Yeah. Full price. Piracy is wrong.
Yeah.
Piracy is real wrong.
You wouldn't download a car.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't steal a... You wouldn't kill a person.
You wouldn't cut somebody's throat and steal their horse.
You wouldn't steal from an old lady. Or would you? That's the whole... commercial. I remember that shit.
What's it about? Isn't that drug dealer or some shit like that?
Well, you ever seen Dredd?
Dredd, yeah.
The new one?
Yeah, that shit was kind of good, man.
The exact same plot.
Really?
Have you seen Dredd?
Without Dredd?
Yeah, but without Dredd. And it's like some
second
guy...
bitch?
Because they dubbed it. The one that we had.
Okay.
It's dubbed. So... it's in like Indonesia or something, but dude,
it's brilliant, man.
Yeah, it's really? Very brilliant.
Yeah. From start to finish, it was like a thrill ride, man.
Yeah,
because it's nonstop action and like the plot like thickens every single second.
That's a good topic too. Best foreign films.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say The Horde, man. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
The French movie. Mm. Okay, it's these police officers. They're DEA. They're going to bust this drug dealer. Mm. By the time they get up there, there's just like gunfight, and one of the police officers gets shot. Then a siren goes off and a bomb explodes and fucking there's zombies everywhere, dude, on the ground, and it's the police and the drug dealers caught trying to escape.
Oh,
and they're like turning on each other and like killing them for no reason. And
you have it?
No. It's on Netflix though.
Okay.
Oh, check it out. Netflix has been like a mixed bag for me, like, especially in the horror genre. I always find myself going back to the sleepaway camps.
I thought it'd come out on Blu-ray.
Oh, really?
You know, Nine Inch Nails 2 came out on Blu-ray?
Yeah, I seen that. I want that so bad. I actually want
$5.
All of them.
Ooh,
no,
wow.
No.
I'm not.
I want all of them all together, like a nice box set. Like
I still want to watch 3, man.
Yeah, I can't find it.
I know, I've only seen it once. We have to cut that shit out.
cut that out! yeah. But on that tip.
Whoops.
Let's see, what else comes out this year? I know more shit comes out.
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you.
My job. Well, my job.
DC ain't got shit coming out this year, dude.
Who?
DC?
DC? No.
Because it sucked, man.
Whatever, man.
Their movie game is slow.
Yeah, their movie game does suck. I get
DC
that.
Can't jump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they... White DC can't jump.
Yeah, white DC can't jump.
That's what I'm saying. I'll give you that much. They can't get their
Marvel's on point. The more I hear from you guys about Marvel, the more
Marvel in general. Make mine Marvel.
Whatever. I don't know. Batman!
What if Batman was on Marvel?
You. Batman was on Marvel.
Did you think Marvel could work on Marvel though?
No, because... that's what I'm saying. It's too dark for me. Well, Marvel can get pretty
Marvel's
dark.
Marvel's dark as fuck.
Marvel could get pretty dark, but that's what
Batman
I'm saying.
Batman doesn't kill anybody, though.
Spider-Man don't kill people, too.
Yeah, he does.
He kills people. No, not in your little... Damn, I wish we could have got that segment,
yeah.
But we'll save that one for next week.
Alright.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah, because that... I really want to get that. I'm not even going to spoil it for you people. But yeah, I want to get into that one next week. But,
foreign film, best foreign films.
Yeah, that's a good one, because I actually, but you know me, I watch Japanese stuff.
Okay, so what else do you guys want to touch on, though, like next time?
Well, you just cut this out, or you can just cut this out.
I'm cutting this out, but
I think we should leave something on there just to like grab viewers for next time.
Sure.
You know, could be like, okay, I'm like, okay.
Well,
no,
we
could
just leave all this in, and then let them hear all this, and then... they can get excited from the prospect that we actually care about you, motherfuckers, and
yeah.
Shit. So
we want to hear your feedback. If
I even want you to donate $2.
That'd be
really.
Nice.
Not really, but
no, for real.
If you want to.
Not really, unless you got it.
But I guess that's pretty much it for this week and whatnot. So
it's to save the trees.
Peace out, niggas. How long was that?
48 minutes and 3 seconds.
Well, that was pretty good, man.